You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Bryce Paddock with Dallas Morning News, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com, use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's builtbar.com, promo code Locked On, 20% off your next order. So we are here. We are in January. We are in 2021. We are no longer in the season that the year and the season that was absolutely terrible, from heck, absolutely miserable. We are finally on to a new year. You might get to go see a Rangers game in person, see the actual Rangers in their new stadium. It's the deadest time of baseball. There is basically nothing going on the hot stove. The Rangers did have a busy Christmas Day and a little bit in the week after that, and they've just been real busy in December. One of the busiest teams in baseball besides the Padres. I mean, nobody's going to match the Padres with what all they're doing, but the Rangers have been pretty busy, but I feel like it's time to die down. So I feel like this is the best time to get into a new series. This is a great time for prospect rankings. Actually, it's a really weird year for prospect rankings. There's basically no minor leagues for a full year. So nearly everything is going to be from 2019 and before then. So it's going to be a little bit weird, but I feel like this is the time to do it. It's going to be the video series for the whole month of January on WFA.com. If you want to go watch this live, see how ridiculously big my beard has gotten, or if you just want to listen to this wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, make sure you're following me on Twitter at Bryce Paddock. Follow the show at Locked On Rangers. Got a lot of fun stuff coming up this year, and a couple of guests in January that are going to be a lot of fun. But let's go ahead and get into my top 20 rankings. We're just going to do 20. 30 felt like it would be absolutely excessive. But we're going to go with top 20. So let's start with the near misses. Not even going to start with the 20. We're going to go into a few other ones that I felt kind of bad about leaving off of my list. Let's start with Kyle Cody. The guy had a very, very good 2020 for the Rangers. Got five innings and a couple of his starts. And just really looked overall one of the best pitchers for the Rangers this year in a very, very shortened year. But, I mean, it happens. But just him being solid, having outings where he go five innings at least, was just a huge, huge get for him. By the way, in case you forgot, he pitched in eight games. Five of those were starts. He had a 1.59 ERA in 22 and two-thirds innings. He also struck out 18. So the K per nine wasn't super great, but it was really solid for the 25-year-old who has lost quite a bit of time. He is an absolute mountain of a man. Over 6'3", I believe he's listed at 6'7". That's what it is. He just turned 26 this year, was born in August of 94. But really, really looking forward to what I can see from him next year. But didn't really feel like I could bank on him being in the top 20. Another near miss was Davis Wenzel. I might look really stupid for not putting him in my top 20. He's basically in every other top 20 or top 30, wherever you want to look. Other people are very, very high on him. I'm just not sold on the defense. And I think the stick is fine. Sure, he's a good kid. Watched him quite a bit at Baylor. Thought he was pretty solid there. But it was kind of his pick was ruined by being drafted right after Josh Jung. And they felt kind of similar. But Davis Wenzel felt like a lesser version of that. Not that that's a bad player. He's probably going to be a major leaguer, but I'm just not quite sold on him, and I don't know quite enough on him to put him in the top 20. Another guy, AJ Lexi, absolutely nasty stuff. Throws in triple digits. Probably going to be a reliever in the big leagues this year. I just don't feel great about putting relievers in there. I don't think I have a single reliever in here unless it's a starter who will end up being a reliever, which I don't project any of these people to be. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have put him in here. Next, Tyler Phillips. Double A starter. I've seen him quite a bit. He's reliable. I'm pretty sure he will make it to the big leagues at some point in 2021. I'm just not as sold as I am on these other guys. There was a top 30, then he'd probably be number 21 because I really, really like what I've seen from him. And lastly, DeMarcus Evans, the Mississippi Mean, made a little bit of a splash in 2020, but I think he's going to pitch quite a bit in the big leagues in 2021. Really, really like him. Interesting guy. Going to be a big leaguer for quite a while, and I absolutely love his stuff. But again, he's a reliever, so I don't feel super great about putting him on the top 20 list when there are legitimately 20 guys that I'm actually pretty excited about in this Ranger system. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and look at number 20. Chris Sees, a 21-year-old shortstop. He is a right-handed hitter. He is listed at 6'2", 175. The Rangers drafted him in 2017. He was a supplemental first rounder. The other places have him ranked like this. Pipeline has him, MLB Pipeline has him 27th. The Dallas Morning News earlier in 2020 had him ranked at number 20, which is exactly where I have him. But Baseball Prospectus and The Athletic had him not ranked in their system. They both went to 20. So he did not make their list, but he's a guy that I am really excited about, have been really excited about for quite a while. Like I said, he was a first round pick, a guy that the Rangers were really, really high on him. Back in 2017, he was a 29th overall pick. MLB Pipeline has him listed, his ETA at 2022. I think that's about right. They have most of his tools at around a 50, everything except for the power. The power is listed at 45. I really think he can tap into some of that power, but he was a guy who really impressed out of high school, and I think the injuries are just the biggest, biggest question on him. He's missed basically 2 years with injuries, with shoulder injuries, just kind of freak, weird injuries. One injury he got while he was sliding into second base, and he hurt his shoulder. He got a $2 million signing bonus as the 29th overall pick. He's got a really, really high ceiling, but he's just played 72 games in his first three seasons. He missed all of 2018, having rotator cuff surgery on his throwing shoulder, then played just 21 games in 2019, hurt his left shoulder, sliding into a base that required labrum surgery. But he's got good size. Like I said, he's 6'2", 175. I think he's a little bit more than that now. But he's really, really looked pretty solid in his time in the minor leagues, especially at Hickory in 2019. That was the highest level that he's played so far. He played in only 21 games, 87 at-bats, but had a slugging percentage of 356 and hit 272. But I've really liked what I've seen. I know that the scouts really liked what they saw from him. He had 3 home runs in his first couple of seasons, or in 2017, I should say. Also had 4 triples and 8 doubles. Slugged 400 in his first season professionally. So I just really liked what I saw there. And I really believe that he can come back from the injuries and absolutely make an impact and probably make the big leagues. I feel really good about his ceiling, and I'm absolutely betting on that, which is why I have him ranked in the top 20. Now, Jonathan Ornelas is a 20-year-old second baseman / shortstop / outfielder. He has played 5 different positions in his time in the minor leagues. And like I said, he's only 20. He is right-handed, and he also bats right-handed as well. He's 6'1", 175. He was drafted in the 3rd round in 2018, 91st overall. The other places have him ranked. Pipeline has him 26th. Baseball Prospectus has him 15th. Dallas Morning News and The Athletic did not have him ranked, but The Athletic did have him as a sleeper. This is what Keith Law of The Athletic had to say on Ornelas. He may not have the flashy tools of some of the other prospects, but I like his swing and chance to hit while playing a skillful position. Now, that's one of the things that I like the most about him, why I have him higher than MLB Pipeline, is the fact that he can play multiple positions. He did very well in Hickory in 2019. He played in 113 games. That was 413 at-bats. Had an on-base of 333. Slugging wasn't super great. It was 373. But in the rookie league, he slugged 459. So he's got a little bit of power potential there that I've liked to see from him. He also had an average his first year of 302. Hit only 257 the last year that he was able to play in minor league baseball, but he did have 24 doubles, 3 triples, and 6 home runs. He had 42 walks that year, did strike out a little bit more than I would have liked, 103 strikeouts, but overall, I think that he's got pretty solid potential bat to ball. The 42 walks I really, really love to see. Also stole 13 bases that year. The doubles power, the gap power, I think will increase as he goes on. He played a little bit of center field, a little bit of left field as well. Don't know if he's going to stick it shortstop. I think he has the ability to do so. And if he can tap in a little bit more to that power, then I really, really like what I'm going to see from him. And I really will feel a little bit better betting on his potential. I think this year he's probably going to be in Hickory, which will now be advanced A, even though the last time he was there in 2019, it was low A. He might end up making it to Frisco this year. I'm not entirely sure. I would love to see him in Frisco by the end of the year. I think that would be a very, very positive trajectory for him. But I like the durability. I like the versatility. And I really think that he's going to be able to stick at one of those middle infield or center field spots. So we're going to take a quick break. Hear this word from our sponsors when we come back. You'll look at prospects 18 through 16. We're going to be doing 5 per week. These are going to be my solo episodes. They're going to be up on videos on WFA.com if you want to check them out there, or just listen to them as you normally do wherever you get your podcasts. So without further ado, let's hear this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. It is the best tasting protein bar ever. You will never find a better tasting protein bar than Built Bar. They've absolutely got you covered. If you want something that's delicious, you want to just indulge a little bit and not feel like you're having something that's actually going to be bad for you. It'll fill you up. You can have it in between meals and you're like, all right, well, this is something that tastes good and I feel good about eating it. That is absolutely what Built Bar is for. They are great for the health conscious guy or gal. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in an absolutely delicious treat. They're low calorie, they're low sugar, they're high in protein, high in fiber, which means they're great for the keto diet. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Bet Online. Now, we're towards the end of football season. We got all kinds of postseason football coming up. Also, the national championship coming up really, really quick in college football. College basketball is starting to get into the swing of the season. We are full on in the NBA season. And soon enough, we're going to have NHL back too. We've got all kinds of fun stuff that you can start to get to bet on. If you want to get into it, this is the place to do it. There's only one place that has you covered, one place that we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, while we're talking about a little bit about betting, don't forget, Locked On Bets has you covered. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's look at number 18, David Garcia. He is a 20-year-old catching prospect. He throws right-handed. He is a switch hitter. He's listed at 5'11", 170. He was a 2016 July 2nd signing. The other places have him ranked like this. Pipeline has him 15th. Baseball Prospectus has him 13th. The Dallas Morning News has him 16th. And The Athletic has him listed under others of note. They say have this to say about David Garcia. They say he is a switch hitter with plate discipline, had a strong arm, held his own at age 19 in the advanced short season Northwest League. He has a reasonable chance of becoming at least a big league backup. More would depend on his bat developing significantly from there. The biggest development for him is that he was put on the 40-man roster this offseason, which was not something that I saw coming at all. I've really, really liked what I've seen from him, and apparently others have really liked what they've seen from him as well. Making me think that something happened during this, whatever kind of minor league season was happening. He hit very well in 2019 in Spokane. It was his first full, or his first like kind of full season-ish in the stateside. He also played for the Rangers Rookie League in 2018, but Spokane was more of a real test. It was a short season. He played in 48 games. This is 2019, like I said. He was, I believe, 18 at that time, if my math lines up. And my years aren't all messed up, which they absolutely could be, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. So 48 games, 184 at bats. He had an on base of 351, which you love to see. Slugging numbers were pretty solid for that age. 435 is what he slugged that year. He had 14 doubles, 5 home runs at that time. Also 21 walks to 42 strikeouts. So not super great, but he hit 277, which is something that you like to see. The Rangers really believe in him. I don't think that they could lose control of him this year, but they were just that confident to put him on the 40-man roster. They just really think that he's extremely advanced, and they really believe in him. So honestly, congrats to him. Like, I think it's just a surprise. He was only signed for $800,000 out of Venezuela in 2016, but he's really establishing himself as one of the better international prospects from that group of catchers and that 2016 class. The big jump put him on the map as the second best catching prospect in the system, according to the DMN back in early 2020. But he's also added 30 pounds since he was signed to get to 200 pounds. And apparently that strength is what has made a big, big difference. He is at least an average defensive catcher, doesn't really have many physical weaknesses behind the plate. He's a switch hitter, so he's got a little bit of offensive versatility. So at worst, he's going to be a pretty solid backup catcher. And he was supposed to be at Class A Hickory this year, but apparently that didn't happen because, you know, the minor league season didn't happen. So part of that was supposed to see how well he would hold up with an increased workload and an increased amount of games. So they must have thrown a pretty big workload at him this year. I don't know what all you could have seen in just the 2 months or whatever it was that they actually ended up getting to see him, but they liked what they saw enough to put him on the 40-man roster. That is a big vote of confidence, and I'm banking on the Rangers making a good decision with him, so I had to have him on my list. He was originally going to be higher. I dropped him a little bit lower because there's a couple of guys that I really believe in, like this next guy, number 17, Ricky Venasco. He is a 22-year-old right-handed pitcher listed at 6'3", 180. He was drafted in the 15th round in 2017, the 464th overall pick. But he's gotten some pretty big nods from some of the other places. Pipeline has him 19th. The Dallas Morning News had him 6th, which is definitely the highest of anywhere else. The Athletic had him, just a little blurb about him as someone else to look out for. They said Venasco has some of the best pure stuff in the system, hitting 99 last summer, which was 2019, but is just beginning to learn how to pitch with only 30 to 40 control right now. Yeah, the walks were definitely something to look out for him, but Ricky Venasco is, like I said, 22 years old. His ETA is listed at 2023, which I think might be pretty accurate. In 2018, he pitched for the Rangers Rookie League, had a 4.33 ERA in 7 games. 3 of those were starts, only 24 and two-thirds innings. Last year, or 2019, gosh, it's going to be weird not calling 2019 last year, but here we are. 2019, he pitched for 2 different teams, Spokane and Hickory. Looked pretty solid in both of those places. For Spokane, he pitched in 9 games. All those were starts. That was 39 innings, had a 1.85 ERA, which you absolutely love to see. So 59 strikeouts in 39 innings. That is the thing to watch out for. He has a very, very good Ks per 9. Also, when he got bumped up to Hickory, you'd think, okay, well, it's an increased level. He's probably not going to strike out as many. It was still pretty much comparable to what he was doing. So 2 starts at Hickory, the highest level that he's been at so far in 2019. He had a 1.69 ERA in 10 and two-thirds innings. He allowed just 3 walks to 16 strikeouts. That's 16 strikeouts in nearly 11 innings, which is really, really solid. The really concerning thing about him in Spokane, in those 9 starts, the 39 innings, he had 22 walks, which is not really what you love to see. Having the walks under control at Hickory was much better, but also the whole season was pretty much a small sample size. He only had 11 starts. So in the 9 starts at the lower level, he had a worse walk rate, but when he got promoted, he got a little bit better control of that. Don't know how much of that was just him feeling himself, being on a hot streak, but we will see a little bit more when he comes to camp in 2021, wherever he breaks camp with. I'm starting to think that he might be in low A next year, which will be down east. He could start the season in high A Hickory and probably could end up seeing double A by the end of the year, depending on how his stuff goes. That walk rate is really, really going to be the biggest key for him. He can keep that under control and also have the absolutely nasty strikeout numbers. I mean, the guy has got some real Swiss cheese stuff that can make any hitter look real ugly at the plate. So I would love to see him get a little bit more control. Love to see a little bit more out of him. But he is 22. So a little bit higher age than you would like. But I really like the stuff. The stuff is there. It's nasty. At the very worst, he's going to be an absolutely disgusting reliever that could probably be up in the big leagues like this year. But I don't think that's what they're going to do to him. I think they're going to stick with him as a starter, try and teach him how to pitch a little bit better, have more control of his stuff, his absolutely disgusting stuff. And then Rangers might have something special on their hands. I don't know. Don't want to ballpark his ceiling, but I really like what I've seen from him so far, and so have many other evaluators that are much smarter than me. So I trust them, and I trust myself, and I trust those absolutely disgusting numbers. Now, the last one for this week, we're going with number 16, Bubba Thompson. He is a 22-year-old outfielder who is listed at 6'1", 180. I believe he's a little bit more than that. He was the Rangers' first-round pick in 2017, number 26 overall. The other places have him ranked like this. Pipeline has him 16. Baseball Prospectus has him 10. The Athletic and the Dallas Morning News did not have him ranked. So there's quite a bit of variation for this guy. Keith Law had this to say about him. He had him listed as the Fallen. Bubba Thompson was Texas's first-round pick in 2017, a football and baseball star who was supposed to be more polished than the typical two-sport prospect, but he's been completely befuddled by pro pitching, hitting just 178 on base of 261 and slugging 312 in his pro career. Because he was 19 at the draft, he'll play at 22 already in 2019, hadn't performed at in pro ball or reached double A at that point. But a fun fact about him, the scout that signed him for the Rangers was the same guy who scouted Willie Calhoun for the Rays and tried to get him, the Rays, to draft him and sign him and keep him out of high school, but Willie ended up going to college. So he's a guy who's got a lot of potential, a lot of pure power, a really fast guy, a pretty solid defensive outfielder, but the numbers power-wise haven't really shown up too much there. Especially at Down Ace in 2019, was a really, really rough year for him. His on-base was 261. His slugging percentage was 312 at that point. But in Hickory the year before, 2018 was a really solid year for him. He played in 84 games, had 332 at-bats, on-base of 344, slugged 446, also hit 289 for that year. He had 8 home runs at that time, 18 doubles, and 5 triples in just 84 games. Those are some really solid X-base hits numbers, but the advanced levels just did not do well for him. I would love to have seen what he did this year during that summer camp and during the whatever kind of minor league season that they had. I would assume that the Rangers start him in AA this year, but I'm not entirely sure. So there's just a lot of just variation on him, but I really think that he's got some potential to be a solid major league regular, if not a starter in the outfield, pretty solid defensive player with a lot of potential for pop. Probably will always have some swing and miss in his game, but really like the kid from Alabama. Big Alabama fan as well. If you're an Alabama fan like me, you like that. He was also offered to walk on as a quarterback at Alabama. Don't think he would have ever seen some time. So he decided, let's go into baseball. I just got signed in the first round. So might as well go and do that. But that's going to do it for this week's edition, or this week's edition of the prospect rankings. We'll be back next week with numbers 15 through 11. Have a lot more familiar names on that. These are more of the out of the way guys. But lots of fun stuff to talk about there. Hopefully the Rangers will do something in between now and next week. If not, I've got another episode with Grant. Actually, probably two episodes this week. One that we recorded last week that will be coming out tomorrow. And all kinds of other fun stuff coming out from Locked On Rangers. So don't forget, follow me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rangers. Be sure to ask some questions, interact, tell me what you like, what you don't like. If you think my prospect rankings are ridiculous, then let me know. If you think they're great, let me know. Either way, but don't forget, until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.